In the case that we provided here, you know, this was a patient that did relatively well on sorafenib for 6 months, had stability of disease, stability of sort of all, you know, vital function, but then progressed.
What dose of sorafenib was he on?
So this patient was relatively fit, honestly, and I did start at 400 BID initially and some titrate up the dose of sorafenib, but in this case, I felt he did relatively well. He did have hand-foot syndrome and diarrhea, and I did ultimately reduce the dose to 200, and he ultimately progressed.
I kind of want to see if we could focus on the decision after he progressed on sorafenib
from a
teaching point of view, okay? So sure. I guess what I wanted to do is just say, you know, if we were going to design a survey and we did a case like this, 70-year-old patient gets sorafenib for 6 months, requires dose reduction, then has disease progression, what would be the options theoretically that you might consider in a patient like this today?
Well, so in this particular case, since he tolerated frontline sorafenib well with only one dose level modification with extended stable disease, he would fit within the category of either getting regorafenib or cabozantinib. His AFP was less than 400, so he would not be a candidate for ramucirumab.